A new report from the Scanlon Foundation Research Institute reveals how refugees and humanitarian migrants feel a strong sense of belonging in Australia. The Refugee Experiences in Australia 2025 report shows the settlement and integration of more than 2,000 refugees across the country. While there are positive outcomes, the report also reveals refugees face many challenges like financial struggles and discrimination. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke to senior researcher Trish Prentice to hear more about the study.
So this report is kind of the latest instalment in a study that we've been doing for the Department of Home Affairs for a couple of years now. And the report basically takes through the data that we collected in 2024, and that was collected through a survey which was issued nationally, and we got about 2,000 responses, and we did some interviews and focus groups as well. And the reason for the study was the department were very keen to collect some data on how refugees and humanitarian entrants are faring in Australia. They have a set of outcomes which they believe frame or should frame their the way settlement and integration works. And so they wanted to collect data against those outcomes so that they could understand how people were tracking and so that they could kind of identify challenges and areas where they needed to direct investment and programs and policy in the future.
Now, what are some of the positive findings in this report?
There were quite a number of positive findings, which is great. So the study found, or at least the survey found, that humanitarian entrants and refugees have a strong sense of belonging to Australia, and they also feel a strong sense of belonging in their local communities. But we found there were high levels of civic and community engagement, so involvement in social groups, involvement in religious groups, involvement in community support groups, and that was even higher than individuals from the general population. We found that refugees and humanitarians have strong social connections and that they build those connections with people not only from their own cultural or linguistic background but with others more broadly in the community as well, which is really positive towards integration. They feel also a strong sense of safety at home, which is almost at the level of the Australian community as well. And most people also reported feeling welcomed by their local community.
Now, what are some of the challenges refugees are facing this year, according to the report?
So there are also quite a number of challenges that we identified. Financial stress was a big one. So almost, well, just over half of those who responded to the survey said they were experiencing financial stress, including food insecurity. So about a third of the individuals had reported going without meals at least once, if not more, during the day. There were experiences of discrimination reported as well. About one in three of the individuals who responded to the survey had experienced discrimination. There were language barriers which were mentioned, which made it difficult to navigate things like bureaucracies and government services and so on.
You mentioned discrimination as part of the challenges for refugees this year, which is very interesting because we're having the narrative of, you know, anti-immigration and, you know, mass migration here in Australia. Is the report recommending actions to reduce this instance?
So in this instance, it didn't make recommendations around discrimination, and that was partly because of the role that we were given in the context of that study, which was collected the data. So the first point for any strategy to address the challenge is to have accurate data on what that challenge is. And so certainly that statistic gives us some basis on which to go forward and make recommendations or to put policies and programs in place. We do work with the Department of Home Affairs in a number of areas and are certainly working with them ongoingly on how to improve migrants' lives in general, and that's just not the refugees in
total,
but in general.
Now, as you mentioned as well, most refugees and asylum seekers feel Australia is home and they feel integrated and there's like positive things, which is fantastic. What does the federal government need to improve first to start switching these challenges into positives?
My suggestion would be around understanding and addressing some of the economic challenges. So this was not a major focus of the report. The report was more around social and civic participation, but certainly it was something that came up in the interviews and in the discussions that we had with individuals in the community. And economic indicators are really important because they're tied to a whole lot of other outcomes. So, for example, if we talk about belonging, it's very difficult to belong if you are missing meals, for example, or if you're not in the workplace and you're not able to participate in forums which allow you to contribute your skills and to contribute to a sense of the country that you've decided to make home.
Trish Prentice from the Scanlon Foundation Research Centre there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.